We've heard that the Lord fights our battles, but what is it that we can do?
Today, we will talk about the sword of the Spirit and take your calls live once again. Let's get ready. Let's pray.
And welcome to Let's Pray. It is the place where you do not have to pray alone. Praise God.
Amen. Good to see everyone here. Season is so good to be back with you. And I'm a little jealous of you because you're in the studio tonight and I'm not.
Yes, I got to leave the house and you might not be able to see it, Let's Pray community, but there's nobody around me. You can see that Mario is at home. We promise that we are participating in best practices for safety according to the CDC. Do not worry, we are being wise in this moment, but we missed your voices. So one of us being in the studio enables us to take your calls live. Praise Jesus. We'll continue taking text messages, Facebook Live, and going over the voicemails. But 877-7-LET'S-PRAY can put your voice in the studio, and then we'll lift your request straight to the throne room. Amen. We're so happy to have you with us again.
That's right. That's right. Oh, Season, so how's your week been?
My week is doing pretty great. You know, I think maybe before we jump in, what do you say we say a quick prayer?
That's right. Let's pray. Father, we are so grateful for the opportunity to be with you and with our community once again. Lord, there's so much going on, but we ask God that you would bless us in this time, that you would revive us, that you would renew us, and that this revival and reformation that will take place in prayer with you and with the community would be contagious to those around us. That's a big word right now, but we ask that your Spirit would pour out all over our families and our friends as we speak to them, though we might be absent in the physical presence. But Lord, thank you for being with us. Bless us today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So yeah, I mean, this week has been pretty great, Mario. Thanks so much for asking. I'm saying that just in the because I'm able to get work done today. Jesus let me out of the house. I get to sit in the studio and see, you know, one or two people. And so although we're still standing away from each other, it's nice to see folks other than just my sweet little family. You know, I'm really enjoying being out. I have found that I'm a bit more of a homebody than I thought I was. I'm actually doing pretty well on quarantine. I'm a social person sometimes, but I think that I'm going to carry some of this with me into the future.
Man, Season, I was just thinking the same thing. Like, I'm doing pretty well being at home. Yeah. And that's not being braggadocious to anyone who's not doing very well in isolation. But it is just a blessing to be able to have a home and to be able to, you know, really just take some time to myself a little bit.
Amen.
But with a 4-year-old.
Yeah, as much as we can with toddlers, right?
Right.
So speaking of those who might be having a difficult time at home, we want you to know that although we choose to see the silver lining, everybody, we believe, has some struggles, some adjustments at least that are going on in their lives. And we want to be here for that. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call. We'll take your calls live. We have a wonderful prayer team on standby as well. We're taking your requests at the same number via text message, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY, and at Let's Pray Live on Facebook Live. We're going there right now as we broadcast. You can take us with you wherever you go. And speaking of our phone lines, we're going to jump over real quick before we get into our scripture. This is going to be Perry in North Carolina. Excuse me, Perry. Welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I was calling for prayer for my family here. I have a brother named Preston. He is in
Lucy.
Of a kidney. He's on dialysis now.
I'm so sorry.
My sister donated a kidney to him about 9 years ago, and it was a perfect match.
Praise
but the
Jesus.
Other one is going bad now.
Okay.
And but he's okay. He's not in no pain or nothing. And but I have a cousin Teddy. He's recovering from cancer of the kidney, and he had a brain tumor.
Perry, would you mind telling me one more time that second request, the name of the person?
Sure, Teddy.
Teddy, thank you.
Yeah.
And then you said your brother is on dialysis right now. Would you please tell me his first name?
Preston.
Dustin?
Preston.
Okay.
P-E-R-T-S-O-N. Preston.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And so Teddy's in the hospital. He had surgery for a brain tumor. He's successfully came through it fine. He's doing chemo now.
Okay.
But he's still in the hospital. And my mom, she had heart surgery back in March.
Goodness.
Had a stent put in her heart. She's 94. She's recovering fine.
Now, Perry, you called us about that previously. We've
been
praying for your mom, right? Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
She's doing well.
Praise
she's doing
Jesus.
Well. And but I'm still in search of a Proverbs 31 wife.
Amen. We know you are, and it's a diligent and it's a worthwhile prayer. Praise Jesus for
lying.
That. Amen. Listen, I know there's a lot of brothers and sisters in Christ that are nodding their heads with you on that one. Either to be a Proverbs 31 woman or to find one, right?
Yeah,
oh, my goodness. Amen. Praise God for your diligence. You know, he's preparing someone. I hope you're praying for her, whoever she is.
You know what? I've been praying for her since I was 18.
Yeah, yeah.
I started this when before I graduated high school, and I said, God, I want to stay pure. And I'm going to be praying for my wife.
Praise Jesus.
And just keep her and watch over her and keep me and watch over me.
Amen. So. Amen. What a worthy cause. What a worthy prayer request. Excuse me. All right, Teddy. So we're going to be lifting up. Is it Dorothy's your mom's name?
That is correct.
Okay. So Miss Dorothy, we're going to be lifting up Miss Dorothy for you as she heals. And then for Teddy and for Destin as well. So keep us updated. We want to know. And I thank you for calling in tonight because your recovery story from surgery from the brain tumor and the chemo is actually a word of encouragement because, and I'll share this with you and the Let's Pray family as well. My sister called me yesterday or day before, actually, and told me that the father of her little girl, Madison, is going into surgery tomorrow, the first half of the day. It'll be Thursday morning. He's had headaches, and it's been something that's grown really rapidly. So they're going in to do to take a look around and see what's going on in there, and see if and they're going to send it off for pathology. But he's having brain surgery tomorrow.
Wow.
His name is Earl. So Perry, if you wouldn't mind, and Let's Pray family, if you guys wouldn't mind, please pray for Earl. It is my niece's father. We would like. He's a young man, and he does know Jesus. My sister asked him, so.
Okay.
Please lift them up, and we'll be continuing to lift you guys up as well.
All right. Thanks so much, guys.
You
have
bet, Perry. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. We have Janice calling from Antigua. Janice, so good to hear a voice and specifically yours. How can we pray a praise with you today?
It's so good to see Susan in the studio tonight. What a wonderful opportunity for her. But tonight, I want to offer prayers for both of you because both of you have been like stalwarts praying for everybody, listening to everybody's concern. But we have to offer prayer for you so that God can continue to give you that ability and to be strong in what you continue to do for our brothers. And at the same time, I want to continue to offer prayers for those families and friends near and dear who have lost a family member due to the coronavirus. And I also want that you continue to offer prayers for all our neighboring countries and regions, the entire world, who are battling with this disease that is just baffled everybody that scientists don't even know where to begin. So I just want to offer prayers out there for everybody, but especially for tonight, I want to offer prayers for yourself and Caesar, who continue to do miraculous work the vineyard.
Oh, my goodness.
Praise God. Thank you so much for the affirmation and the prayers that you offer on our behalf, Janice. And then we're certainly going to lift up your family and, like you said, the neighboring islands around Antigua. You just have such a great spirit about you, and it comes through in your voice. And so we're so glad you called us tonight. Mm-hmm. And thank you for being a part of the Let's Pray family. Have a great evening.
Yes.
You guys, I don't think I knew. I knew that I missed you and your voices, but I don't know that I knew how much until tonight. So I'm just so glad to hear from you again. Okay, guys, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY, don't make me cry, is the number to call. And I have Lavette from Texas. Lavette, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Yes, a woman of God. I'm calling for prayer for the nation.
Yes,
I'm calling for prayer for my family and for our health, for our finances, and most of all, for a closer walk with God.
Praise Jesus. Listen, I know that closer walk with God was right at the end, but I have a sneaking suspicion that that's on the top of the list, right? When we get closer to Him, the rest of it seems to fall into place. Amen? I'm not saying it's all easy. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just holding on to Him as tight as I possibly can. How about you, Lavette?
Yes, I am.
Yes, ma'am. How's your heart during this time?
My heart?
Yeah. How's your heart? How are you feeling? Is your courage strong right now? Are you feeling strong? Are you heavy with concern? Any of those things?
I'm strong.
You're feeling strong. Praise Jesus. That's an encouragement. It really is, Miss Lavette. So you said your family. How many people in your family?
I have a total of six people.
Six. Praise God. We will be praying for your six-person family. I think that
I'm talking about the. I'm talking about the immediate.
Your immediate,
family.
Yes, of course. It's got to be way more than six around just for family. My family's huge too. Do you have a big family? Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to pray for them and your extended family, if that's all right, for health, finances, and, of course, for the nations. Praise Jesus. And then a closer walk with God. Lavette, give us a call back. Let us know how things are going. We'd love to continue to journey with you, if that's all right.
Thank you so much, and God bless you richly.
Praise God. Make His face shine upon you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. Oh, I like you, Miss Lavette. Oh, praise God.
I love you too.
Yes, ma'am. All right. We're going to be lifting you up in just a second. Thanks so much.
All right, family. Well, we have on the line Dimitri, who I understand is 8 years old. Dimitri, calling from Texas. How can we pray or praise with you?
I'm praying for my grandfather and my brother Dietrich.
Okay. Did you say their name? Your grandmother, but then you said your who?
My grandfather. My grandfather,
okay.
Austin.
Okay.
And my brother Dietrich.
Okay. All right. Your brother's teacher. Okay. Well, we're going to.
Not my brother's teacher. My brother Dietrich.
The brother's name is Dietrich.
Oh, Dietrich. Yeah. I'm so sorry, Dimitri. Bear with me, because I have a little reverb that we're trying to work out. So it was causing me not to understand you. But we will certainly pray for your grandfather and your brother. And thank you so much for having the courage to call and tell your family we said hello.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Amen. Amen. So while we're waiting for calls to come in, we're going to go ahead and pray for these requests. Maybe we'll even get to dive into the word for a second after we pray. Mario, what do you say?
That sounds great.
Excellent. Why don't you start, friend?
Sure. Let's pray, family. Dear Lord, we are thankful for the opportunity, at least for Season to be able to be in the studio, which allows us to have live calls once again. We miss our community. We love our community. And we pray, Lord, for a hedge of protection and peace for every single one of them. But Lord, we lift up Janice right now, who called from Antigua and is just concerned about her island and the islands surrounding her island, obviously with the COVID-19 crisis. Then, Lord, I believe she also had some prayer requests for family members, friends, and then there was someone who actually contracted COVID-19 in their family. Lord, we just ask, God, that you would minister to that family and to those affected, and specifically the individual she called out who was affected by this deadly virus, God. Lord, we put them in your hands. You took those same hands and you formed the universe. You've called things into existence. You have all power to create from nothing and to reverse any issue that sin has caused. And so we call on you in this moment and ask, God, that you would continue to move on this earth. We know that your presence is here. We see evidence of it in every aspect of our lives, but there's so much going on that would suggest otherwise. May our lives be the testimony the world needs, that you are still here and you're in control. Lord, we also ask that you be with Dimitri, who is called out, 8 years old, God, calling, asking for his prayer request for his grandfather and his brother. And Lord, you know their circumstances. You know what's going on with both of those individuals. And we ask, God, that you would move in a mighty way on their lives. Lord, we thank you for hearing this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I just want to continue this prayer by agreeing with Mario, Lord, and lifting up our dear friend Perry. Jesus, thank you that he is a part of our community. Lord, we're grateful for our community. Thank you for Dustin's kidney transplant years ago, Lord. And we know that the second one is struggling right now, Father. But I believe you already knew what was happening. And so I believe you've already made a way where it seems like there is no way, Lord. Whatever that looks like, we are grateful to you, Jesus. Lord, we ask for your healing, Lord, for your discernment and your wisdom in this situation in the name of Jesus. And of course, your divine, peaceful presence in this time, Lord, for Dustin and for Teddy, who is in the hospital right now, recovering from a brain tumor surgery and undergoing chemotherapy now. Jesus, strengthen his person, his physical body, his spiritual man, Lord. We ask that you would continue to be with him and the decisions that are made, Lord, and support and family systems and just everything that surrounds these two scenarios, Lord. We ask that you would infuse it with your order and your love in the name of Jesus. Thank you that Dorothy is healing, Lord, from her heart surgery. Heavenly Father, 94, we're just so grateful for every moment of her life, Father. And Lord, we pray that she would continue to have many, many days. And Lord, for Lavette, Jesus, thank you that she is seeking a closer walk with you, Lord. And I really believe, Father, that you're it, that you're the answer. Lord, it's how I stopped doing drugs. I didn't try to stop doing them. I just chased you, Jesus. And those things, through time, naturally went away. And so, Lord, I pray for order in Lavette's life, Jesus. You first, and then family and health and finances, immediate family and extended, Jesus. And then for the nations, Lord, as your power and your might and your dominion and your authority, Father, goes outward, Lord, from the prayers of your people in the name of Jesus, Father, that your word goes out and accomplishes exactly what you've intended it to do. It shall not and it does not return to you void, Lord. We thank you for that. And Lord, I want to lift up Earl. Heavenly Father, save him where he is, Lord. He's in the hospital. Lord, he's going into a brain surgery tomorrow. I pray that you would be with the doctors and nurses, Lord, that no infection would take hold in the name of Jesus, that he would go in and out smoothly. And Father, we're asking for a clean bill of health and maybe something that can be operably fixed. Father, but if you should have him walk through a harder path, Lord, please be with him, Lord. Help him to draw closer to you than ever before and strengthen his faith during this time, regardless of the outcome. But Father, we're asking for a good outcome in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, friends, before we go to your calls, we know a couple of you are on the line. We just want to take a quick second to, not that the word should be gone through quickly, but we'll stop briefly so that we can just pepper the word into the program so that the
Amen.
Power of Jesus continues to be present, because we believe that the word of God has power, that it's living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, which brings us to our topic today, the sword of the Spirit. And Mario, I have to tell you that this tiny bit of a Martha person loves the idea that the sword of the Spirit is something that we can take hold of. It says in Ephesians 6:17, second portion of the scripture there, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So saying, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. It is the offensive weapon in our armor. And I'm a big fan, especially of praying the word of God as I get to know the Bible more and more.
Yes, Susan. And, you know, I love it because we don't have to look far for practical examples of how to utilize the word of God as the sword of the Spirit. In fact, I guess the best example that we have is Jesus Christ. And right after he was baptized in the New Testament, the Bible said that the Spirit carried him away into the wilderness for to be tempted. And we see that at every turn, when tempted, Jesus decided to utilize the sword of the Spirit. And the word of the Lord, the word of God, was spoken forth. Every time the enemy assailed Jesus, he hit him with a, it is written. And that was one of almost Jesus's lawyer moment, season, because it was almost like he knew that word back and forth, and it just punished the devil with every blow, and to the point to where at the end he had to flee, he had to get up and go. And we have the same power as Jesus Christ when we utilize the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, in our everyday battles against the enemy.
Amen and amen. It's something that we can do. Stand firm in the word of God, using it. And one of my favorite speakers says that taking the word of God and prayer and combining them individually, very powerful, but together, it's like dynamite. And I just love that imagery. Not that any of that power is ours, because it's not.
Right.
But it's okay for us to understand the dominion, the authority, the truth, and the rule and function of the Spirit realm. You know, it functions under order, and the word of God brings that, and it brings the truth, and it can readjust us right in the midst of something, even if our circumstances don't change. Amen.
Amen. You know, Susan, I just got to say this. I know we're limited in time. Yeah. You know, not only does the word of God is so powerful that, like you said, it brings everything into submission. I think of Jesus standing in the boat during the storm when he spoke his words, stopped a storm that had no ears. Inanimate objects have to submit. And how much more does the enemy have to submit when the word of God is spoken? I just had to get that out, because Amen. We have hope tonight. We have hope and power through the word of God when we believe.
Amen, friend. And I just want to say, if you're at home or you're at work as a frontline worker, an essential person for our societies to keep functioning, thank you. And if you're dealing with any mental anguish, strife in your life, concern, fear, anxiety, I just want to give you a word of encouragement. I'm sitting here today upright and in my right mind, because the word of God washed my mind. The word of God, the sword of the Spirit, is literally the difference maker, of course, Jesus Christ, but he is the word. The difference maker in my sobriety, especially coming out of such delusion, paranoia, and being so mentally unfit when I first got sober. And that's not self-hate. It's just the truth. I was just very messed up. But I'm sitting here right now. And if you're saying, I don't see it, well, that's because you see Jesus. Okay, you see what the Word of God does in somebody's life. Jesus can do it. It says, like I said previously, that it's a double, that the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. It divides bone and marrow all the way basically to the intentions of the heart. So it's the truth. It goes in and separates the untruth. It cuts it away in the mind and in the heart. And then that's what's left behind is the truth. It's the Word. Is that amazing? I mean, it's so powerful. So I just had to do a little mini sermonette there, I guess. I'm not sure, but that's why I get so excited about this particular part of our armor. It gives us something that we can participate in, number one.
Yeah.
And then it's the power. It's what allows us to take ground. It's what allows us to heal and to come into fullness of life. And it's just everything. It's just everything,
it is.
You guys. I pray that today you have a restored hunger for the Word of God, especially in this time of COVID-19 pandemic, because there's just nothing that we need more than the Word of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, friends. So I think we have a phone call coming in. We want to transition over to our phone lines. Thank you for being patient. Well, Mario and I just wanted to talk about what we were moving into this program with in our hearts, and we believe the intention of the Lord. We want to go to our phone lines, and I believe Mario's going to have a phone call first. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. We're going to go to Tamala calling from Indiana. Tamala, so good to hear from you. Thank you for holding. How can we pray a praise with you?
Good evening. How are you guys doing? I am
doing well.
And I just love this program. It has blessed me immensely, and I just enjoy watching weekly the prayers, and you guys are just phenomenal. And Season, I just love the way she prays. It just blesses my soul.
Awesome.
I just want to call because, unfortunately, my great-grandfather passed away this past Friday due to the coronavirus at the age of 108. And it came to a shock because my grandfather wasn't sick. He wasn't on any meds. But he did contract the virus. And when he was diagnosed Friday morning, he passed Friday night. So I'm asking for prayer for my family in particular because I have a very large family, and unfortunately we won't be able to come together at this time like we would hope. But in the meantime, I'm asking the Lord to really pave a way for me to really be a light to my family and just really introduce them to Christ. My hope. So I'm just asking to help me in that journey, because it's been my heart's desire and I love doing it. It's just I want it to be God's way and not my way.
Amen. Tamala, first of all, just want to say so very sorry for your loss. It just kind of pricked my heart because at 108, he survived almost every major issue we've had in the last century. And here we are dealing with this COVID-19. God knows all, but I grieve with you. We grieve with you. And at the loss of a stalwart of your family, 108 years old, we're certainly going to lift them up, the rest of your family, and that ask that God would make this a moment for individuals to come to him in your family, as well as give you guys the grace to be able to cope with the displacement and the lack of closure due to having to be distanced from this. Thank you so much, number one, for calling for the very first time, and then number two, for just sharing this information with us. We're going to lift you up tonight, okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
God bless you.
Can you tell me your caller's first name again?
Tamala.
Tamala. Thank you, Tamala. Tamala, would you go to our Facebook page at Let's Pray Live and send us a private message if you wouldn't mind? Just say hi. I want to stay in contact with you and would like for us to be a form of support and prayer during this time while you're grieving the loss of your father. Maybe even let us know when he might be laid to rest so that we could gather together maybe online and pray for you and your family that day.
Okay, thank you.
We want to walk this out with you.
It's my great-grandfather.
I apologize. Your great-grandfather. Excuse me. Yes. Mm-hmm. 108. Goodness. Praise Jesus for his life. Thank you, Tamala, for staying on. I just wanted to reach out to you if that's okay.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. So we're going to go to our... Good evening. We're going to go to our next caller, Jacqueline in Alabama. Jacqueline, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
I would just like for you all to pray for my whole family for this pandemic that's going around, and that just to pray for the whole entire world.
Yes, ma'am. Goodness sakes. I'm just so grateful that our Jesus, that request is not too big for him. Amen? Amen. Miss Jacqueline, just stay with me on the phone lines. The TV will have a little bit of delay. So, Miss Jacqueline, your family, the whole world, is there anything else that you would like us to pray for today?
I would like for you to pray for my husband.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like for you to pray for my church members.
All right, you've got it. And may I have your husband, just his first name, please?
Tommy.
Okay. All righty, I've got him down. Thank you so much, Miss Jacqueline. Stay in touch with us. We'd love to hear back from you, okay?
My daughter and my two grandchildren.
Yes, ma'am.
And my son-in-law.
And son-in-law. All right. We've got you down, Miss Jacqueline. Thank you so much. We'll be praying for you in just a sec. All right. So, Mario, do you have anybody on the line there? All right. Mario, can't hear you, friend, but we'll pop back over to you in just a quick second. Our friend Rudy, welcome back. Rudy from California, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Well, hello there, Susan. Hello there, Mario.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
All is well, as far as it can be right now.
Yeah, I have a praise brief. I have got a praise report first. I had a friend named Michael. He's 26 years old that had coronavirus. And he is at home.
Praise God. Praise Jesus. So recovering and at then, home.
Yeah, and then a prayer request. Can you pray for my cousin James that he finds the Lord? I kind of witnessed last night a little bit to him, and he told me he's afraid to die. So.
Oh, my goodness. Sometimes the hardest times can drive us to Jesus. Amen?
I do have a scripture, and it's a short one. It's Psalm 104:25.
All right, Rudy, go ahead.
It says, there is the sea, vast, spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number.
Amen. Can you hear me okay, Rudy?
Yes, I can hear you.
Excellent.
Perfect.
So what motivated you to select that one?
It's my devotion that I'm actually doing every week.
Praise God. I'm glad you're in the Word. It's not a surprise to me, but I'm really glad that you're in the Word. It really is just everything for us right now. So be encouraged. We're going to be lifting you guys up here in just a moment, and we're praying for James and for the Lord to reach out to him and to engineer a situation where he would come to know Jesus as his Savior as well. We're praising God for Michael. So thanks so much, and stay in touch. We'd love to hear from you again soon. It's good to hear your voice, friend.
I will. God bless. I've been calling in when you guys were off the air, and I gave James a good scripture like 2 weeks ago. It was John. It was that Father, take my cup one.
Mm-hmm. Did you talk to Jason, you said?
Scripture. What happened?
You talked to Jason, you said?
Yes, I talked to Jason on the phone maybe like a week ago.
Friends, our prayer volunteers are amazing. We are so grateful for them. Listen, Rudy, I'm so glad that you got a chance to get through to someone and that you have not been left hanging during this time. That is our goal, to continue to pray and support you guys any way we can. We're so grateful to be a part of a community with you. Amen.
All right, I'll keep you up to date. God bless.
All right, you too. All right. So no more calls at this point in time. How are we doing, Mario? Are you there with me?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm with you. Can you hear me?
We can. Praise Jesus.
All right. I'm ready to pray.
All right. Let's do it.
Sure. All right. Let's pray, family. Father God, we are just actually in mourning in a way with our dear sister Tamala and her family. Grieving the loss of her great-grandfather, who made it to 108 years old, impacted now by and even taken out by the COVID-19 virus. Lord, this family is in shock, I know, and then dismayed and maybe even just very frustrated because they have to be separate from one another and cannot even properly mourn together as a unit. Lord, we ask that you bless them with the peace that passes their understanding. Lord, that you would truly guard their heart and mind. Your word, we're talking about the sword of the Spirit. We're speaking your word back to you, this promise that you gave. May it rest and abide on this family, Lord, and may they feel a palpable presence when they need it so that they would be able to be comforted through this time as they wait to see what happens next. Lord, please, she asked also for there to be power present and grace present so that someone in her family would accept you as their personal savior from this tragedy. You have a way of making all things beautiful in your time, according to Ecclesiastes. And so, Lord, we ask that you would do just that, that you would minister to this family right now. Be with Tamala as she, I sense, has a somewhat of a leadership role in this family. And maybe as individuals look to her, may they see her weakness and her humanity, but also may they see her strength that is given by your Spirit, and may that be a testimony to so many. We thank you for the life of her great-grandfather, and we celebrate that life right now, and we ask that they would have proper ability at some time to celebrate their life, his life as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I just want to continue in prayer on behalf of Jacqueline, Lord, asking for prayer for her family to keep them from sickness, Lord, for her husband, Tommy, for her church members, her daughter, grandchildren, son-in-law, Jesus, her entire family, Lord, you know them each by name, Heavenly Father, and this dear mother and daughter and wife, Jesus, is seeking your face on behalf of her family, as so many are in this community. Heavenly Father, Would you please be with them today, Lord? And I ask, but I think I already know your answer because your word says that you will never leave us or forsake us, Lord. Your word tells us so many beautiful things, to be strong in the Lord and the strength of your might, Ephesians 6:10. Father, your word says in Deuteronomy 24, the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you the glory, that you are our strength and our song, that you've become our salvation, that you are our God, and we praise you and we exalt you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to speak your word back to you, Lord, because that means you gave it to us in the first place through your Son and as your Son. So we thank you, Father, for all of the ways that you are showing us love Help us to see more of it. Heavenly Father, Lord, please be with Rudy in California, Lord, for his cousin James to have a saving relationship with you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that he might come to know you, rest in you, have trust and peace in you, Lord, as you help him and transform his life in the name of Jesus, Lord. And for Michael, we are praising you that he has gone home and is recovering from COVID-19. We love those stories, Jesus. Thank you that there are those stories, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, family, we'll be back in a moment with more prayer, praise, and calls from you.
Welcome back to Let's Pray. It's the place where you don't have to pray alone. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call. We can take your calls live. We can send you to our prayer volunteers. You can text us at that same number. And we've also got Facebook Live available to you. We're going to be talking to our Facebook Live community here in just a moment. But we wanted to tell you, you may have just noticed that there was an amazing, we'd call it a spot that was just played there called Revolutionary. And friends, there are exciting things happening here at Hope Channel. This weekend, the 25th, is the start of a dynamic new program called Revolutionary. We're excited about it. I'm excited about it specifically because it's more about Jesus. It's a 10-part series that seeks to explore Jesus in a different way through two unique perspectives. The first of the series is set in Israel and follows Oleg Kosciuk as he uncovers who Jesus really was by bringing the first century world to life. The second is set in New York and follows Sergio Gonzalez as he explores how this first century man could possibly still be relevant to us in the 21st century.
Awesome.
Yep.
Oh, man. Looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Oleg had mentioned in, I believe that he had been interviewed about this. It says, first, to those who heard about Jesus, Revolutionary will help them learn more about Jesus and his significance for the 21st century in a non-intrusive, non-dogmatic way. Second, it's going to help those who thought they knew everything about Jesus to peel off some of the layers of tradition and misconceptions about him. Every episode tries to present Jesus in a compelling, fresh, new, and life-transforming way. I mean, I just love that. You guys, this series premieres on April 25th, this coming weekend at 3 p.m. on the Hope Channel. Friends, set your calendars, and we will see you there. I'm going to be there, Mario. Are you going to be there?
That's right. Hey, I'm really looking forward to that. 10-part series.
An explanation about who Jesus is. I think we all need that to bring courage and hope and comfort during such uncertain times. Jesus knew exactly when this program needed to be released here on Hope Channel this weekend, 3 p.m. on April 25th. Guys, we'll see you there. Amen.
That's right.
So, guys, we have text messages and Facebook. Mario, do you happen to have a text message or two that you've been looking at?
I do. Family, you can text us at 877-7-LETS-PRAY. I see them all. And I just wanted to pull a few out here that really pricked my heart. And it said, one saying, I'm needing healing in my body. Pray that worry will not consume me. A lot of these are anonymous. You can leave your first name or you can make these text messages anonymous. There was another one that says, I need prayer for my son who has a speech delay. And this individual's concerned that now that her son is having to do distance learning, that this speech delay may inhibit some of the learning. But we're going to pray that that is not the case. We want to let you know we see these text messages and we want to let you know that we're going to lift you up in prayer.
Amen. I know that there are a lot of those messages coming in because, number one, we have an amazing communicative community, but we also have a globe in need of Jesus. And so we are here for it, friends. Please know that. We've been tracking with you guys, and I want to say a quick hello to Toronto Central Seventh-day Adventist Church. What's going on, Toronto? We love you. Bless you today. I guess we're having Wednesday night prayer meeting together. Amen?
That's right.
So Fatima is saying hi from Brazil. What is going on? And Dorcella from Antigua. Hi, how are you doing over there in Antigua? We prayed for you guys earlier, just so you know. Joyce says, please pray for my family, family of my church school teacher who passed away yesterday from the virus. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry to hear that, Miss Joy. Abiola says, please continue to keep me in prayer. Abiola, thank you. We will continue to pray for you. We know we've been talking to you a little bit throughout the last couple of weeks, especially. Georgia says, please pray for me to hold on to Jesus with every fiber of my being. Amen. Sometimes desperation is the best gift that he can give because it draws us to him. It just compels us towards Christ. Rita says, please pray for a friend who is a nurse in Kentucky with the virus. She is sedated and on a ventilator. Hopefully the sedation is helping her to heal. Pray for healing and her family. Her name is Debbie. Indeed, we'll be lifting Debbie up. And I know that our faithful community hears these requests as well. And for those of you who are on Facebook, not only would we love it if you could share this so that others can experience this prayer time together and the peace of Jesus during this pandemic, but also could you comment and tell each other that you're praying for each other? Maybe just a little emoji of prayer hands or just liking their request or maybe a couple of words praying for you, dear brother, dear sister. I think it would really be very encouraging. Mario and I are thrilled to pray for you and to pray with you, but that extra community back and forth is so encouraging, and I think that we all need it right now. So maybe if we could be particular to focus on that today, that would be wonderful. Titus, we see your prayer request, praying to hold on to God as well. Janaine, pray for my friend's dad who fell in the garage and they could not get him up. John hit his head and there was blood underneath. Now he's in the nursing home and it is in lockdown, of course, because of the pandemic. And the only way they can see him is through the window and talk on the phone. I'm sorry. There are so many families separated right now and I can't imagine. I want you to know, Fatima and Elle and Erica and Jackie, we are praying for these requests. I see you, Erica, your neighbor that's smoking. Ebony, Egbert. Ebony, again, we see both of those, and we don't mind repeats. Keep talking to us, guys. We love it. As many requests as you want to send. Joy, Kimberly, Melanie, Beth, Musu, Forbes, Lady Joe Special. How are you doing, Lady Joe? Musu, Dorcia, and Cheryl Dean. We see you. There has been a loss in the family, and we want to be lifting up. We want to lift up Melissa, who has suffered a big loss. Her husband passed away recently, and she is very pregnant right now, and this is a lot. I cannot imagine. I don't know her personally, but a lot of our community does know this family, and we want you to know that we love you and that we're praying for you, and we just pray that the peace of the Lord would surround you because I can't imagine right now. So I'm so sorry for your loss, Miss Melissa. And tomorrow are the services. So let's pray, family. Could you please lift Melissa up? All right. And I'm done.
Amen. You know, Susan, we're going to go to the phone lines. We actually have Katrina calling from Florida. Katrina, thank you so much for taking time to call. I hear that you're in the hospital with your spouse.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
So sorry to hear this, Katrina. Could you elaborate a little more on what's going on?
Yes, he had been diagnosed with bladder cancer last year in September. He did his treatment. We went in for his follow-up in February after his scans and blood work, and his oncologist had great news that he was cancer-free. And a couple weeks later, he was complaining of stomach pain, So we go back to the hospital, and it was a small bowel blockage. So we go back with the hematology, the oncologist, and they set him up for immunotherapy. Unfortunately, he wasn't feeling too good. We brought him back to the hospital, and he had been in here for 7 days. And this morning they called us and said that one of the tumors in the bowel separated, and they explained to us that right now is waste is spilling out into his system. And from what they're saying, being doctors, at their standpoint of view, is nothing that they can do. And I am a God-fearing woman. I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I know he works miracles. But if it's his will to bring him home, it's nothing that we can complain about. Mm-hmm. We can rejoice and be thankful for what he has given us for years. He has put us, him here with us. But if it's not, I know God has the last word. So I was scrolling through the TV waiting for them to transport him home and seeing your prayer line. And I said, I'm going to call because prayer is powerful.
Come on, Katrina. Wow. Thank you so much for giving us a call. Thank you for so much for going live to speak with us. The strength that you are just showing forth through the power of Christ is just phenomenal. And we know that God is going to keep you lifted as you go through this with your husband as well. If you could just give us his first name, then we can certainly lift him up. Is that if that's all right?
That's fine. His name is Ralph.
Ralph. Okay. There's just so much I want to say to you, Katrina. It's just awesome that now we have a new family member in you. You're stuck with us this season, and I always say, you're stuck with us, and we want to be here for you as you sojourn through this with your husband. No matter what God does, allow this community to be your family from here on out so that we can help you and your husband, should the Lord give him grace. But we're not afraid to ask God for what we want, and so we're going to ask for his healing tonight. And all, as always, submit it to his will, but we're going to ask him, all right?
Okay.
Amen.
God bless you, Katrina.
It's so amazing. She just happened
Thank you.
By.
We bless you too. Thank you.
Praise Jesus.
Thank you.
She just happened by the television and saw the program. That's Jesus, guys. That is not, that's timing that only the Father can maneuver. And I believe that he did it on her behalf and behalf of her husband. Oh my goodness, Mario. Yeah. I'm so blessed by Jesus. And I'm so sorry to hear that you're struggling right now with this. A couple of things before we move on to prayer and we move to the promise of the day. I want our friend Janine, I read her request on Facebook Live, but I want you to know, Janine, we heard your voicemail too. We hear all of the voicemails that have been coming in on our phone lines at 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. There are a few that I want to talk about right now. First was Janine. I want to let you know that we saw that. The other is Janice. Janice's son is threatening to commit suicide. She's asking for prayers, and apparently during this voicemail, she was in tears. So we're not going to play it today, but we just want you to know, dear, that we see your prayer request, and that most importantly, so does Jesus, and he knows exactly what your son needs. And I believe that Jesus is a depression breaker, an anxiety breaker. I'm sitting here as living proof. And so I know he doesn't love me more than he loves Eric. We want to lift up somebody who stayed anonymous for their granddaughter, Nicole, tried to commit suicide 2 days ago. And this was on the 19th. So 4 days ago, I believe, that this young lady, Nicole, tried to commit suicide. Beverly lost her husband due to the virus, and her sister is blind. And if for herself, she is depressed. These are some of the more urgent requests. I wanted to make sure that I had gotten to them. But Wendy and Carolyn and Jennifer and Gail and Jesse, we see these requests. So we love you. We're praying for you. And just know that.
Amen.
Mario.
Well, season, let's pray. Father God, we come to you. And I've been sitting here trying to figure out what in the world I would say to you on behalf of our sister, Katrina. Mm-hmm. She is in the hospital right now with her husband, Ralph. And we just ask God that you would come by that hospital. She's a believer, so we know your presence is there. And even if she wasn't, you dwell with us, God, and you're patient with us. But God, we ask for Ralph's healing in the name of Jesus. We come boldly before the throne. I watched as you put your body over a little girl 2,000 years ago and spoke life back into her. Elijah did the same thing, God. We ask for power to be present for his healing when the doctors have a different prognosis. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I want to take this time to continue to lift up our online community, Lord, our voicemails, and these more urgent requests as well, Heavenly Father. Lord, please be with Janine, be with Janice, our anonymous requests, Beverly and Wendy and Carolyn, all of the names, Jennifer and Gail, and everybody that wants to be anonymous, Lord, all of these names that are coming through, all of these voicemails, Heavenly Father, there are so many. And Jesus, I am so grateful that it is not up to me, Father, to know how to pray perfectly, because you are perfect, Lord. You are almighty and you are the King. You know these people individually, Father, these dear, dear friends of ours, Lord, because you knit them together. So, Father, we ask for your presence, for your power, for your will, and your purpose in their life in the name of Jesus, Lord. Whether it be healing, finances, family, children, we thank you, Jesus, for all of these things and what you're doing already. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, friends. So the promise of the day is in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. And it reads, "So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." Yes. Heavenly Father.
Amen.
The word of God.
That's right. It really speaks for itself, Season. It really and we are so glad that if God said it, he means it and it will happen.
Amen. Mario, would you close us with a word of prayer?
Sure. Father, you've heard all the requests. You've heard the praises. You hear the cries of the entire world right now as it groans. We ask, Lord, that you would minister to us. We thank you for what you've done here tonight, and may your spirit empower us, and may we utilize your word to combat the enemy in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, friends, we want to say thank you for stopping by. We're here for you. And prayer partners are standing by until midnight Eastern time. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Let's Pray Live.
That's right, friends. And remember, we're at Let's Pray, with the place where you don't have to pray alone.